Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. Our calving season is officially underway. A strong preseason start made up of last year's returnees from postseason play are now overlapping with the AI sired cattle, and we should soon be in the thick of the regular season schedule. I never want to be one of those that lets my work overtake my life, so I try to make my job fun. And since I'm really not into professional sports, I try to use any energy and intellect that would have gone that direction and apply it toward my day-to-day work. If any of you listeners are disenchanted with professional sports, maybe I could interest you in a fantasy cow herd. You pick the cows and sires, and for a small subscription fee, I would send you feedback on how your picks worked out. But this would probably require more time at the desk and quickly exceed my computer programming skills, so I guess I'd better stick with the side of the game I'm on, where all I have to do is make day-to-day decisions and for a small subscription fee have the fun of convincing my lending institution that I'm making enough good choices to continue the game. This morning, as I walked through the cattle and saw the first calf heifer with her calf up and nursing, the feeling was so great that I can hardly imagine how anyone could do anything else for a living. I'm sure that there would be moments, more than likely before this morning is through, that the euphoria will not be quite as strong. But if it were not for those not-so-good times, how could we possibly appreciate the really great moments? Which has me wondering, those of us who get to spend eternity with our Lord and Savior Jesus, will we have memories of the hard times, or will we just be so caught up in every moment that we spend with Him that will be so far beyond anything we can ever imagine? Will that be so wonderful there will be no room or need for anything to compare it to? I'm looking forward to finding out. And because of the price paid on the cross and the proof of the empty tomb, we are blessed to be able to celebrate our relationship with the Lord this morning. Happy Easter. If memory serves me correctly, and that's a big if, I used this poem on the first Easter Sunday that I had the privilege of being at the helm of Homegrown. Nothing has changed or will change concerning the Lord's promises to us. So please join me in taking another listen to Change. The nightmare of the empowered, the dream of the oppressed, turns a brave man to a coward. Nothing causes more unrest than change. Half the world fights for another way, half fight for the status quo. Will it all make sense someday? As men, will we ever know? Change. The Word of God tells us the future. His Word tells us the past. Still we twist it ourselves to nurture and think we can wait till the very last to change. While the devil roams like a roaring lion with the world in his spell, is there any use in trying? Yes, to repent is to rebel and change. 2,000 years ago, a child was born who came to show the way. We nailed him to a cross to warn. This is what we have to say for change. Yet this man would not stay dead. He conquered the tomb and paid our toll. His mission to save the world from dread. He's the one who can take control of change. Christ's words and teachings still survive. Our calendar set from the time of his birth. Our Lord and Savior is still alive. No man's teachings can carry such worth for change. Will men accept his gift of eternal life before our Savior's earthly return? Invite his Spirit in like a hand to a glove. Only with Christ in our lives can we learn to change. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning, hoping that you know how much the Lord loves you, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.